When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Not a 5 hour KM to AM, but close. I'm here. Let's do it. Let's run through the tape. I'm fired up. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. Nah, but for real, I had a couple energy drinks. You know I don't be sleeping right. I got you tonight, though. Tap in with me. 877-337-6666. What a week. Do you guys like sports? Because, like, my excitement comes from me liking sports. I also enjoy talking about sports and taking calls and projecting and trying to guess things and going back in time and telling stories. And we've got plenty of time to do that tonight on The Fan till 2 a.m. Let's start with the baseball. Let's start with the Yankees. I think today for the Yankees fans, and especially the Yankees fans, I just heard the lovely sounds of Ricky Ricardo and Susan Waldman coming off of that game in Tampa. I'm headed down there Wednesday. I can't wait, but I don't care about the score or Hudson Head or any of the things that went on in spring training game. I don't care about spring training. But what we got from spring training today was that, one, Nestor Cortez will be your opening day starter. Clap it up for Nasty Nestor. Nasty Nestor. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. So Nasty Nestor will take the ball, history in the making. That's my dog. That's my guy. I know you guys probably saw, if you follow me online, at Keith McPherson, all the stuff I was posting with Nestor. I'm completely biased. I mean, if there was one guy that I wanted to take the ball, it was him. And obviously it makes the most sense because Carlos Rodon, hey, we got to treat the guy with kid gloves. I mean, don't want to mess up his confidence going to Minute Maid Park and getting rocked by the Astros. That wouldn't be good because Yankee fans obviously hate the Astros and half of the Yankee fans hate him. 877-337-6666. But you're not going to put young Clark Schmidt out there, right? Clark Schmidt actually being homegrown. And, you know, that's what they're selling us with Nestor. Nestor being homegrown. All right, I'll take it. There's some caveats there. Just like Gleyber Torres is homegrown, different. Nestor did get drafted by the Yankees. He's ours. I love his story. The Hialeah kid. He's going to take the ball because Marcus Stroman didn't want to throw off his schedule. And when I read that article last night and I was on, I didn't want to rush to judgment. But I also know half our fan base already hates that guy. There's built-in haters from Twitter, from things that he said. And they're just looking for a reason to pounce. But what came out of spring training, and if you were listening to the broadcast, Susan cleared it up, Aaron Boone cleared it up, they all were just like, listen, Linda. They asked him, out of respect for his career and him joining the Yankees, like, do you want to take the ball? Do you want this honor? Obviously, opening day across this beautiful country, everybody's going to be talking about baseball, and it's also history, like I just said. But no, Marcus Stroman wants to stay with his routine. He's been planning on taking the ball for April 5th in the Bronx for months now. So good for him, and I don't mind that. And I think some of you guys got to chill, and I understand that on radio we got to react and give takes and give our thoughts. And there were some hot takes on the guy not taking the ball and what's the team asking you to do, and they cleared it up. The team didn't ask him to take the ball in place of Gerrit Cole. They asked him if he would like to take the ball, and that's different. 877, you know the number to dial. Also, Aaron Judge. I don't know. I said something online about Aaron Judge, and some Yankee fans jumped on my back. I love Judge just as much as you guys. I've seen Judge hit 100 home runs in Yankee Stadium. I've seen Judge's entire career. He got drafted when I was in the fan cave. I watched him come up. But he's not above reproach either. He's got to stay healthy. And I think right now, in this little bit of time before opening day, that's what they're attempting to do. But I said this online and people jumped on me. I'm like, Judge stayed healthy for that 1 year. I guess that 1 year, rookie year, where he burst on the scene and became All Rise, Judge's Chambers, you know, number 99, Aaron Judge. But then he also stayed healthy for the 62 home run year, winning the MVP, and he had all the motivation in the world to go earn that money and say, F you to Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees, you got to pay me. And you guys remember, I was listening to BT talk about how fans booed Aaron Judge at opening day. I talk about it a lot. I was there. I remember it. And what I really remember is driving to the stadium and hearing Aaron Judge talk to reporters like 90 minutes before the game, and we're getting all this news about his contract. What I'm saying is Judge now has that contract. It is a 9-year contract that was given to a 30-year-old man who at his size most likely is going to start breaking down. And here we are after last year. Yankee fans, what ruined last year? Judge's injury. And I know somebody in the back is like, he's not injury prone though, Keith. He ran into a wall. He got hit by a pitch. He dove for a ball in the outfield, broke his first rib. I'm not saying he's injury prone. I'm saying he has to stay healthy. He's too important to this team, to this fan base, to this franchise. He's the captain. He's a lethal hitter. He's an elite defender, and they're going to shut him down. But we thought that he would potentially be in the lineup today or tomorrow. They're not going to do that because they want him to be right for opening day. 877-337-6666. But of course, the Yankees don't know how to just come out there and say that. And Aaron Boone himself took blame for that, saying, yeah, I've been wrong trying to guess what's going on with him or where, you know, he's going to be in the lineup or whatnot. It's just whatever. Spring training is too long. I was done with spring training 10 days ago. I tweeted out, man, I wish this started tomorrow on March 5th. And then I got on the fan March 6th, like, yo, enough with the spring training games and the exhibition. Like, wrap these guys up and get them safely to Houston and Arizona and then back to the Bronx. Like, it's time. So Brian Hoke put out there today a quote from Aaron Judge. He said, all I'll say is we're feeling pretty good. The MRIs came back clean. I think a lot of it was precautionary. No need to risk stuff in spring training. The main goal is to be game ready for opening day. So we're just going to work towards that. You don't need to see Aaron Judge in spring training. You got to see a lot out of Juan Soto, Anthony Rizzo, Anthony Volpe. We're ready to roll. 877-337-6666. The spring breakout game is happening tomorrow with the young guys for the Yankees, but today the Mets had their spring breakout game. I did not watch it, but there's a lot of things that came out of it. Some pitching, even some hitting, and some things that I was reading on MLB.com that might make the Met fan perk up a little bit about the future. Ryan Clifford, who is there, left-handed hitting. Is he left-handed hitting? Left-handed hitting power bat. Not saying he's the next Pete Alonso, but he plays first base, I believe, just in case Pete Alonso doesn't end up staying here. There's some things that came out of there that I want to explore with you guys. If you did watch that game, I don't know if you watched it, Paul. Did you see any of the Mets? No. I mean, it's spring training. It's spring breakout. But, hey, I got to include the Mets. I got to include the Mets fans somehow. 877-337-6666. Other than that, I mean, you guys know what we're about to talk about. Cue up the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I am a miserable Dallas Cowboys fan who is now rooting for Jerry Jones to sell the team, who has his Cowboys stuff packed up in a bag in the back of his closet. And every day that I look at it down by my feet, I contemplate putting it in the back of my truck and dropping it off to donation, putting it in one of those big metal donation things and just being done with it. I'm always going to be a Dallas fan. You stay down till you come up, loyalty, whatever. But I just can't rep Jerry Jones and wear it. Tyron Smith is headed to Florham Park. Now, I know I've been on record saying that he's old and don't sign him and he'll be the next Dwayne Brown. I mean, I don't know that. That's me as a jaded Dallas Cowboys fan who watched him be a walking injury year after year. And I also kind of think he's over the hill. But you know what could rejuvenate a guy? Being around Aaron Rodgers. And I plan on Aaron Rodgers being around. I can't humor you guys with the trail campaign. I can't humor you guys with the RFK stuff. I can't humor you guys with any of that tonight. It's just, let's focus on the football. Let's focus on the signings. Let's focus on Joe Douglas and folks being very critical of Joe Douglas and what he's done this week. But I applaud that man as well. Joe Douglas, you're out of the doghouse a little bit. The number one priority was shoring up that offensive line. And you now have some dogs on that offensive line. You got some big dogs on that offensive line. Let's see what happens next. I saw Connor Hughes allude to the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. might be in the cards for the New York Jets. And if you remember last year, Odell Beckham Jr. was wearing green and white. Where were they at? They were somewhere in Arizona where the Jets were. Rob Sala, I remember seeing those images come out. And then OBJ just did a podcast saying that he was going to go back to New Jersey, back to New York, and go to the other side of the stadium and be a Jet. But then the Baltimore Ravens came in and they blew him away with the love that they showed him and the money that they put on him, and he went there for a year. You can get him for less for 1 year to come to Florham Park, and I think he would turn up as well with Aaron Rodgers. 877-337-6666. Your boy Solomon Thomas is back. Isn't he into like Michael Jackson plays and charcuterie boards and whatnot? Yeah, Solomon Thomas again, back on a one-year deal with the Jets. And you've seen Javon Kinlaw. And when you look at the moves this week with Simpson and Moses Malone, and how can you be mad at your Jets? They are building the wall to protect Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, in my humble opinion, is not going anywhere. Aaron Rodgers, and even though I've been extremely critical of him, I do believe Aaron Rodgers is locked in with a chip on his shoulder and wants redemption and wants to prove to people he still has it. And the Jets are lining it up. I mean, go get Odell Beckham Jr. Go get Odell Beckham Jr. And as we talk about quarterbacks and the quarterback position with Aaron Rodgers, oh, they also shored up the quarterback position by getting Tyrod Taylor. Man, my boy Kenny Pickett got traded today. Oh my God, they killed Kenny. When I saw that trade go through today, and if you've been listening to me on The Fan, you know Kenny Pickett graduated 10 years after me from Ocean Township High School. I was living vicariously through him. He lived the dream that I had when I was quarterback at Ocean Township High School. He actually went on to Pittsburgh, became a legend there, got drafted number 20 overall by the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I wanted Kenny to lock in and learn from Russell Wilson. Kenny had other plans. We'll talk about it. We got a break. Kenny Pickett is now traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are claiming everybody they can this week, huh? 877-337-6666. You guys are lucky I got a break and go to the update. I got clips loaded tonight. There's plenty more to talk about. Luckily, we're going to go till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Call up and join the show with your thoughts and your takes and whatever you want to discuss. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.